So Justin had a couple of weeks off, as it were, really, before returning to action this weekend. We're going for the Players' Championship. Have you, you know, do you feel rested and relaxed entering this next next couple of rounds?
Yep, I do, Chris. You know, I've been obviously putting in a lot of practice, but also getting a lot of relaxation in. So can't wait to get back now and hopefully put the hard work to the dartboard.
Is it a case of making sure you do strike that balance then between relax and concentration and practice? Because it is quite a grueling year and quite a grueling calendar.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you don't, you'll get burnout. And you know, I do two hour sessions a day, so 4 hours a day. So if you don't, you know, with all that concentration, if you don't relax as well, then it won't do you much good, really. You'll burn yourself out. So yeah, it's very important to get that balance right.
Excellent. As we enter the last few days before the trip to Wigan, that lovely jaunt up the M5 and M6 for you, do you see your training regime getting more intense? Are you spending more hours at the board?
I am. I think you've got to, you know. I mean, if you want to be a top 16 dart player, you've got to put the hours in. And that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I want to remain a top 16 dart player. I'm working hard at doing that.
Excellent. I know that you've done particularly well already this year, progressing well on the floor as well as sort of like the European Tour as well at the start of the year. What is the goal now? Do you want to go that one step better and make sure, you know, reach that floor final and perhaps add to the titles that you've won over the past few years?
Well, I want to win, you know, I want to win a Euro Tour this year. I want to win a couple of Pro Tours. Mm-hmm. You know, do really well in the TV tournaments, you know, quarterfinals and onwards. You know, there's no reason why I can't do that. No reason at all. So, you know, I mean, the start of the year has been really good. You know, my focus is really good this year. And, yeah, so, I mean, there's no reason why I can't. It's all down to me. And, you know, to push on and make sure I do it. And, you know, that's what I'm working hard to do.
Excellent. Just very quickly moving aside as well, I spoke to Keith Deller last week, as you may have seen, about some exhibitions coming up. You've got Lockstock and Three Smoking Arrows and a couple of other big names in these exhibitions. Do you enjoy those sorts of events as well? Because obviously you get to meet the fans, but at the same time you're playing as part of a competitive field.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun night. You know, obviously when you're playing, you want to win, because obviously you want to win the event, but you've also got to enjoy the night and have a good time with the fans. And, you know, with those eight-man tournaments, you've got to have a bit of fun, I think. And, you know, the last one we've done, that Apocalypse, that Stevenage last year, was brilliant, a great night. And, you know, I was playing Adrian Lewis in the semi-final, and a little girl came up to me on the edge of the stake and asked for my autograph. So in the middle of the game, I bent down and I'm signing this autograph, and he's just looking around and, you know, bewildered. It's really funny. Yeah, no, they're great nights. I love them.
Excellent.
And, you know, it's always good to touch base with the fans as well.